No, we went out to dinner with my parents one time. The waiter comes by and he goes through a spiel. Hey, we have the specials of the day, da 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 da. Uh-huh. And I think you asked about the house salad. Uh-huh. And you asked him if it was tossed. And then you and I both started giggling. And my mother, she said, what are you guys laughing at? The waiter, fucking called us out. And so I think I know what they're laughing at. Good evening, Trenton.
Hello, Jesse.
Yeah. Man, why am I so thirsty?
I don't know, man. Probably diabetes.
Jesus.
No, doesn't that make people thirsty?
I think it does.
I think so. Yeah.
I need to go to the doctor.
No, man. I'm just kidding you. I just thought it was funny. I heard it was a symptom one time. You know, one time Erin looked at me and she goes, do you smell burnt toast? And I go, are you having a stroke? Because apparently that's a sign of having
a
stroke.
That's a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's how
Lindsay smells all sorts of weird shit. But I think it's mainly a result of my body.
Your vegan butthole. That's funny shit. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Too Dumb for This. Yeah. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and TuneIn. Hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, the Twitter, at Too Dumb for This, and our website, which, by the way, is a brand new fucking website that Jesse built.
A little bit of house cleaning going on.
Ooh, yeah. Clean it up. I don't know.
Yeah, TooDumbForThis.com. We added a couple of new sections to the site. One is a testimonials section. So if anybody says anything good about us, on like Instagram or Twitter, we'll just grab that and throw you up on the testimonials section of the site.
Nice. We've got two people in there now.
No, actually, like a couple people have said multiple things.
Yeah.
I use them all. In some cases, just remove their name.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do we have? Oh, we have a donate button.
Nice. We need that.
We received a donation today.
No.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Somebody donated?
Somebody donated $1.
Holy shit.
Which is fucking sweet, man. It's the first donation that you put up a site on Friday, and then Saturday you get a donation. That feels pretty good.
Yeah, we should frame that fucking thing.
Yeah, it's like the first dollar.
The first dollar, yeah.
the problem is we don't get the full dollar.
Oh.
It's not like a charity.
After taxes and fees and shit.
Well, one, credit card companies get their cut.
Oh, for sure.
So we walked with 67 cents.
That's a big cut. That is a big cut.
Which, again, not, I'm elated. I'm over the fucking moon that anybody took the time to hit our website and say, here's money. That's fucking sweet.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for the dollar.
But while I was looking at that, I was putting a 50-cent stamp on an envelope to send somebody free stickers.
Awesome.
And the stickers cost 32 cents a piece.
Oh, shit.
And then with the envelope, gas to get to the post office. I think we lost a couple bucks today.
Hey, man, but any other day, that would have been minus $3. You know what I mean? Somebody gave us a dollar. That helped.
Great way, yeah, to look at it. Fucking love it.
Yeah. This is the first day we've started. What is it? I always get confused. Is it the red or the black, the positive? Is it the black that's positive? You know, are we in the black? We started out in the black with the dollar. Ended up two in the red. Things are looking up, man.
Yeah. No, yeah. So it's great. If you haven't been to the site recently, it's TooDumbForThis.com, the number two. And we post the entire archive as well. So, you know, of course, we want you to subscribe, you know, wherever it's convenient for you. But
I mean, we're basically available everywhere, right?
Yeah, everywhere except for YouTube or in SoundCloud.
Okay, so minus two very huge,
very popular platforms.
Otherwise, we got the market on lockdown.
Yeah, just... no. If you use Pocket Casts or Stream Pod or or Space Cast. we're in the indie record stores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Of course, we're on Apple and Google and Stitcher and TuneIn,
sure,
all that stuff. And I don't even know why we plug that stuff. Just hit the website. You can listen to the entire archive. And we also have a request the free sticker form.
Oh,
so dude, we're not gonna be precious with these fucking stickers. We've been getting requests left and right, international requests too. I spent $10 to send somebody stickers in Canada.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
$10 to Canada? Wait till those guys in South Africa want their shit. That's a whole different continent.
Yeah, we've sent stickers to the UK. And so, yeah, if you want a free Too Dumb For This sticker, it's cool. It's this 3-inch. It's like a beautiful red vinyl sticker. It's not that paper shit. It's vinyl. It looks fucking great.
They are nice stickers, man. They're really nice stickers.
Hit the website. Give us your address. You don't have to sign up for the email list. You can say no. But if you want to, that's cool too. We'll pop us. I've been giving people two. I'm not being precious. Yeah. One for them, one for a friend.
Yep. There you go. Pick a friend. Give it out. Don't be stingy. Yeah, when you sent me those stickers, man, I was pumped when I got them. They went really fast.
Oh, good. We have 100 coming.
Nice. Nice.
I just popped 100 in the post for you.
Dude.
So go fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Go fucking ape shit.
I've thought about doing some vandalism with them. Like just running up to a business, slapping it on the door and screaming, ah! Some guerrilla marketing.
We need to do a photo shoot for the show, and it's just maybe you and I both nude, but with the stickers covering our nipples and genitalia.
I'm going to need more than 100. Especially if we're trying to cover the whole genitalia. Just kidding. That's only going to need one.
I'll be fine. Yeah, we're good.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man, the website looks freaking awesome, too. I was pumped when you told me that you were gonna get on there and change it up. I was like, whatever, man. Do whatever you got to do. And then I looked at it, and I was like, holy shit, I'm glad he did that. It's really cool.
Yeah, I was a little conflicted because... You know, you and I both come from that like indie DIY punk rock ethos, where it's like you don't need anything fancy. Just let the show speak for itself. But the more I thought about it, the more I'm like, no,
that's fucking stupid. we don't do a good show. It's not going to speak for itself. We got to go flashy with this shit.
Fucking pyro, confetti.
Dude, it's just going to be flash, 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 listen to the show and shit. Flash, 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 listen to the show and shit. You know, but the flash is eventually going to catch on. People will be like, man, these guys have a shitty show, but they really have a nice website.
I think I'll subscribe.
Yeah.
At least get a free sticker out of it.
Yeah. Not bad, man. If nothing else, it might plug a leak, you know? You got a leaky roof or something if it's raining. Use that sticker to patch it up.
Yeah, because it'll work. It's vinyl.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's really nice. High quality stuff. Yeah,
you know, it costs a little extra.
Yeah.
It costs a little extra, but, you know.
Totally worth it, man.
Totally worth it.
Yeah. Especially when you're paying for everything. It's really... really, really worth it, man. I wish you could have had them made out of gold. That would have been cooler, man. Get our platinum stickers. We're sending out platinum.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm happy with it. I'm glad we did it.
Yeah, dude. It's awesome.
It's you know, with that 67 cents rolling in, it's paying for itself.
Dude, already starting. It's already starting. Man, we should give a rundown of the places that listen sometime.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. It's unbelievable. I looked at this the other day and I was like, holy shit, dude.
Oh, dude, no, I have no fucking clue. I don't even have this many friends.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously our listeners are spreading the word. You know, they're telling people about it. That's the only way, right? Mm-hmm. Like, people aren't just stumbling across this, are they?
I don't know. I guess we should do a poll. That sounds like a lot of work, though.
Honestly, man, as much growth as we're getting every single week, it can't be people just stumbling in, right? Like, I think it's definitely word of mouth from people that are listening to the show and they like what we're doing and they're telling their friends, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I find new shows. You know, my friends telling me to check it out.
Absolutely.
So it's definitely word of mouth. US, you know, is of course number one for us. Australia is coming. I mean, number two. Australia is our number two market.
Our second market. Yeah. The UK is number three. Yeah.
Canada. That explains the $10 shipping.
Sure. Japan, Germany, Norway.
Ireland.
Hello, Yarish bastards. I can't do an Irish accent.
Romania, South Africa, Switzerland, Mexico, Madagascar, New Zealand, Finland, Greece, and the Netherlands. Holy giving everybody a shout out.
Shit, man. That's awesome.
That's fucking cool. Man, we've never done anything that kind of like that's kind of working.
No. No, never. This is the first thing that we've done where it feels good, man. We're getting a lot of growth. I think we're getting better with each show or even, you know, I don't know. I hope so anyway. I feel like we're figuring it out.
Yeah. Well, you know, we need to get, I don't know. We'll step up our gear.
Yeah.
That's future podcast problems.
Yeah, yeah.
We got to just worry about keeping the handful of people who listen every week. Keep them happy.
Ah, fuck them. It's all about new. It's all about new. You've been here for a while. I don't care about you anymore.
Although that would help if everybody who listens today. But dude, I've had a lot of listeners tell me as well. Hey. You know, love the show, but I've told at least five friends.
Nice.
Like, I had a guy in the UK send that note. He was like, hey, thank you, you know, thanks for doing the show. Love it, love it, love it. I've told five friends up here, and that word of mouth is definitely how we're going to, you know, spread the word.
Absolutely. Absolutely, so, man.
You know, thanks everybody for listening. Enough jerking each other off.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Sorry. I was just, I looked at the stats before we went on tonight, and I was just so impressed. You know, that's what, like 16, 17 different countries? You know, that's freaking ridiculous, man. I'm a stupid moron from Kansas, you know?
And I don't even know how to speak Australian.
Right.
I can't do an Australian show.
What language do those kangaroo fuckers speak? Now I'm just going to bash these other countries. Go ahead. I feel like we've been kissing their ass too much lately. We really got to give it to them.
Yeah, next week numbers not so good.
And fuck you too, Canada, okay? Molson Ice. Get out of here with your Molson Ice. I'm just kidding. I love Molson Ice. It's pretty good stuff. Hockey's pretty cool too.
Yeah, and like freezing your ass off is pretty cool.
Man, and those French Canadian women. You know what I mean?
I hear they're nice people.
They are. They're extremely nice people. Yeah, Canada's pretty kick ass.
We should do a tour.
Yeah.
And then we'll go up to Canada and do a live show.
Maybe we should wait until we get more than 67 cent donation. I mean, it was a dollar. To them, they gave us a dollar, you know? Thank you to whoever gave us a dollar, you know? But, you know.
Chase from Florida.
Next time, just realize that they're going to take fees out. So just a little a little more, you know? Put in a $1.45 next time.
I'm just glad we don't have any fucking middlemen besides the financial institutions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we don't have a podcast network taking a cut of our money.
Yeah.
We don't have a manager.
It's because we don't have any money. If we had a podcast network.
We don't have an agent. Nobody nope. Taking our shit.
Just two idiots that nobody listened to. No big deal. No problem. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. I'm glad we don't have any of those things. This keeps us hungry, you know? I mean, if we were real rich right now, if we were
making good to stay humble.
So much money on this show, we would be like, ugh, we would just phone it in every day. But right now, we're just trying to keep we're keeping after it, you know? We're hungry.
Yeah, yeah, nobody wants that. Yeah. Nobody wants a couple billionaires doing a show.
We're in it for the art, man. The art of podcasting. There's 757 billion podcasts in the world, and we do ours for the art.
Ugh. Yeah, we want to keep it real. We don't want to sell out.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You can always tweet us at Too Dumb for This, and we will, you know, we'll personally answer.
Oh, yeah.
Which, by the way, man, you're better with the fans. I think you have funnier things to say.
But I think that's insulting. I think I'm really mean. I think that I just berate them. So I don't know.
The listeners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, listeners, not fans. They don't like us.
Yeah, yeah. That was the wrong word. The people who accidentally listen by mistake.
Right. The people who stumbled upon it. And then their asshole friend's like, oh, you gotta check these guys out. They're pretty funny. And then their friend listens and goes, what the fuck are you talking about? Some fat American asshole that's bald, just giggling the whole time while Jesse looks stuff up on the computer.
You put a fleshlight on a Roomba?
Yeah.
Episode 11. Go check it out.
That is pretty funny.
Oh, man. Yeah, that the good thing is that Roomba is self-cleaning.
Yeah. Fleshlight is not. It'll start to stink real quick if you don't clean it out. Yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's the update. Brand new website, TooDumbForThis.com. If you say good things about us on the internet, we will put you up on the testimonials section of the site. Request the sticker. But yeah, that's the house cleaning update.
Yeah, man.
How was your week?
Man, my week was long. Actually, it was a short week technically.
Like your cock.
Yeah.
Shock jock.
Had Monday off. Right.
Oh, nice. Yeah, for the holiday.
Yeah, but then I was really busy Tuesday through Friday. So it wasn't bad, though. It was a nice short week. Then this weekend, we've just been hanging out, man. Me and the wife went out to dinner tonight.
Date night.
Yeah, we had a little date night. It was pretty cool.
Doing it right. Where'd you go? What'd you do?
We went bed shopping. We've been talking about getting a new bed. Went and tried out.
You
some
banged math. The other one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's just a little
banged
too.
It broke.
We've got a queen size, man. We want to upgrade to a king size because we don't want to touch each other anymore. So we're tired. We're past that point in our relationship where we cuddle. You know, we're married now. We need to be able to sleep. I think that's what it comes down to.
Did you try out those sleep numbers?
Oh, man. We didn't try out the sleep numbers. I think we're going to go again tomorrow because we only made it to like three different places today. And then we had our little date, and then we had to go pick up the baby. But, we'll go try the sleep number. I mean,
you could Casper that shit.
Dude, I thought about that too, man. I thought about like Casper or Purple Wave or whatever, you know? But we fucked up and we went to the bed store, like one of the bed stores, and like laid down on this really nice fucking mattress. So now it's like every other mattress that we lay down on is kind of disappointing. So I'm hoping to wait a couple days so that she'll forget about that really nice one.
Well, here's the problem with mattress shopping. You go into the store and you lie down on it, and you never really use it like you use it in real life.
Yeah.
So you and you guys should go into the mattress store and like just do some mock sex poses.
Oh, dude, that's exactly what we did. That is exactly what we did. I pulled my legs up past my head and she yelled at me from across the room.
As cum drips from your nipples.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, that's funny shit, man.
The store manager is no, what are you doing? Guard.
Oh, man. Yeah. But man, there are some. It was this one was like the Cadillac. I mean, we laid on a lot of mattresses today, which is disturbing in a mattress store.
It's weird, yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. But yeah, man, we laid on the Cadillac of mattresses, and it was nice, dude. It was really nice. But
so what makes it nice? Because to me, a mattress is very personal.
Oh, absolutely.
Like I don't mind. Dude, I'm sitting on a rug.
Yeah.
It's not even a nice rug. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I could sleep here.
Yeah, man. So I like a firm bed. I didn't know that I liked a firm bed But my whole life I've had really, manual labor jobs, you know what I mean? Like pretty active jobs. And so I found out that if I sleep on a very firm bed, I wake up the next morning with no back pain. Like my back feels great. I feel my body just feels better. So as much as I like a nice soft bed, like physically, a very firm mattress is what I need, I guess. So
yeah,
that's what we were looking for. And this one is like a memory foam, but it's a really firm memory foam.
Now is Aaron the same way?
Yes.
Or do you guys? Okay. So you don't need a sleep number.
No. Well, and that's just it. I think she can get away with more. She doesn't mind the soft, but I think that she's been sleeping on a very firm mattress now for a while, and she's gotten used to it, and she realizes that her body feels better. But I'm like a stomach sleeper, and she's like a side sleeper. So you would think that a soft mattress would be better for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, man. Fucking firm, dude. Firm.
You had to just throw a pile of straw in the corner.
Dude, I should. I should just sleep on the floor, man. I don't know why I don't. Nothing firmer than that.
Just your dong.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's kind of the problem. I just...
Well, that's the... Yeah, that's the disadvantage of a hard bed. Yeah. If you sleep on you said you're a stomach sleeper?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. You get a boner.
Yep.
You lift right up.
It's a problem.
Because your boner won't go into the bed. The boner will just lift your body.
With memory foam, though, it only takes a couple boners before I start to wear that spot down.
Memory foam. You get up in the morning, like, just brush your teeth.
When I laid it, just... No, sorry, go ahead.
You see this imprint of your schlong?
That's exactly right. When I lay down at night, I have to lock in like a Lego piece. That's pretty funny, man.
It's like fueling up an airplane in mid-flight.
You just have to get it right in. Oh, this is fucking funny, man. Oh, shit's hilarious, dude.
Dude, we need a new bed. I think it's been, what do they say, every 10 years?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Who knows what kind of, like, just pounds and pounds of flesh, skin have just fluffed off.
Right. Well, we've had ours for probably two years now, and it's a fine bed. It's a fine bed. I'm just ready for a big one, man.
Yeah.
You know?
What do people do? Like, do you sell a mattress?
No, we actually have a spare room we're going to put ours in.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Spare room.
We needed it, you know?
Mr. Moneybags.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Trust me. Be nice.
I'm thinking about renting it out, okay?
You should Airbnb that shit.
I should.
For people coming to Salina.
Yeah. Oh, people won't.
They want that. The truck stop getaway.
Exactly.
They've been dreaming about it. Yeah. You can sell it to the Canadians.
I mean, honestly, though, it is the crossroads. There's like, you know, people traveling.
You've been thinking
through.
About this.
Yeah. People traveling through, like, you know, on their way to Colorado or Nebraska or Oklahoma or Missouri.
Other empty places.
Yeah, man. A lot of people from Nebraska come up here. Or down. I guess down. Nah, man, a lot of people travel through. I think we could rent it out. Yeah, I think so.
It's nice. Do like a little bed and breakfast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Serve them some chocolate covered donuts in the morning. What are those, the powdered donuts that come in the bag?
I just storm through the house in my underwear. Good morning, good morning. I gotta get ready for work. Just angry.
You're here for the experience, baby.
Yep. Oh.
You know what you were getting into when you read the reviews?
Just putting a little fine print exclusive to Swingers. Just in case.
Good people, but the mattress was a little firm.
How'd this divot get here?
This divot that never dries out.
This divot that never dries out.
Just forever moist.
Oh, God.
a damp divot.
That's so gross, dude.
Just from years of wet dreams.
Oh, God. Just soaked to the bone. Soaked from the bone. So stupid.
That's gross.
That is so stupid and gross. I love it. Oh, yeah. So how was your week?
It was, dude, I'm pissed. Just pissed. So angry. I'm about to explode.
Yeah.
Well, we're still working through our insurance thing.
Yeah.
I was speaking to kind of our group coordinator, somebody who's on our side, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not dealing with the insurance companies anymore, but somebody who engages them, but they represent us, right? So they're here to help out. So I gave her the rundown, and I was like, here's the thing, you know, for people who aren't familiar, we hit our maximum out of pocket on the insurance fees. I mean, it's, you know, we spent over $30,000 last year on medical. Excuse me. And then this year, we hit our maximum out of pocket in March. But we received a hospital bill from an anesthesiologist who we engaged in March. That was covered because they were considered in network. We engaged them again unknowingly because we just went to the same hospital. It's a fucking hospital,
right,
you know?
Right.
Hospital for kids. So we use the same hospital. I don't fucking know what kind of services they engage. You know, I don't stop and say, are you using an anesthesiologist who's in network? And if not, can we use a different one? Mm-hmm. No, they just use who they want to use. So in June, we get a hospital bill for like over $3,000 that the insurance company said, no, fuck, we're not going to pay that because the anesthesiologists that were the same fucking anesthesiologists in March who were covered, they're no longer covered.
Ugh.
So I start to make some phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, at this point, that means in the past like year and a half, we've spent $45,000 just out of pocket.
Jesus, man.
Right? Like that doesn't count the I mean, I don't fucking know what it covers, but there's other stuff that comes with that, right? So we're trying to, of course, if you get a bill for $3,000, you just try to save it. You try to like figure it out. So we're working through that. So I'm already kind of, the good news is this group coordinator who we're engaging and working with, she said, yeah, don't pay it. I said, what? She said, yeah, just don't pay it. Because she feels 100% that it's covered. It's all fine. She spoke to multiple people. It's going to be reprocessed. That there was a glitch. I don't fucking know. But she said, look, it's fine. And we have, you know, they told us not to pay it, actually. So we'll figure out where that's going. But I already have my bandwidth kind of covered. When I get a letter, or I'm sorry. I'm already like reaching some kind of maximum anger level. When I get a letter from the newspaper here in town, and their rates are going up.
That's what set you over the edge?
Oh, that's what set me over the edge. Dude, because I'm an old man. I take the paper, mm-hmm. So they say. I take the paper. And not just the Sunday paper with the this and the that and the inserts and the coupons. No, I get it every day. One of the joys of life is my daughter and I walk out to get the paper and we used to it. There's an ebb and a flow to things, but we haven't been doing it recently. But, you know, we would read the comics together. And, well, one of her favorite things to do is to grab the paper and just beat the shit out of me with it. It's like it's a weapon now.
Sure.
But no, then I flip through it and I read the comics and I drink some coffee. And that's the start of a pretty good day.
Mm-hmm.
But now they send me a letter that said, oh, hey, by the way, because we're so good at what we do, we're going to increase our prices.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. Two things come to mind. One, I got the same fucking letter in December.
Oh.
When they raised their prices the last time.
Ugh.
And two, this came in the same fucking week that, oh, hey, I didn't get Saturday's paper. So so they just decided to take Saturday's paper and shove it into Sunday's paper when they delivered Sunday's paper. So you can't turn around and then raise your prices. Guess how much it costs to get the paper every month?
$20?
$55.
Shut your pie hole. $55 a month for the newspaper? Have they not heard of fucking Google? It's a dying industry, man. Don't you like make the rates better? So more people want to stay?
It gets better. So not only is it $55 a month to have superior service and timely news delivered to your doorstep every day, but the they reserve the right. They have these special editions. They're like the college football special edition or the Black Friday special edition, where they reserve the right to charge your account like an extra $5 per paper per special edition that then changes your renewal subscription date. So they just kind of eat away at your like amount of credit that you've worked up or something. So I'm fucking livid.
I would be losing my shit.
Dude, this isn't just like a couple bucks. When you sum that over the course of a year, that's $700 a year.
Yeah, man.
To once in a while not get a paper.
Ugh.
And then I'm thinking, dude, I sent them a tweet. I'm like, Amazon has raised their prices twice ever.
Yeah.
So.
And they've raised their price twice since December.
Since December.
Jesus.
So between Amazon Prime, Spotify, Netflix, what else? There's like another subscription service we get or something, but that's still all fucking less. 35 million songs, thousands and thousands of movies that I can never watch or listen to in my entire lifetime. We get all of that for less than the cost of a local newspaper.
Ugh. That's unreal, man.
Unreal. And dude, I would understand if they were, you know, like, I don't know, like provided amazing service or had an amazing digital app like the New York Times. they have a great fucking app. But no, dude, it's just a local paper. It's great. I love it. I want to cancel, but I'm not going to cancel because it's, I like the paper.
I'd fucking cancel.
Yeah.
I canceled
mine. I told him I was going to do it. I said, I'm going to fucking cancel.
I canceled mine a long time ago. Just got sick of it, dude. Got sick of the same bullshit, man.
The prices?
The prices. They were always bugging me for shit.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Well, yeah, I don't fucking get it, man. Like, you can either be, I think you can be free or paid, but not both. Like this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a free show, give it away for free, come out here and work our asses off and put on a great show and think about the listeners. But you're not going to have to like pay for it and get ads.
Yeah.
It's just one or the other. Like you're going to get it for free and then maybe you'll hear an ad. Maybe not. I don't give a fuck. Just donate or buy a t-shirt or something when we have it. Hit our new website at twodumbforthis.com. But dude, I can't even get to the front page of the paper because it's covered in fucking advertising. There's this one piece of paper that's folded over the front page that's an ad for a local mattress firm. Then you open that up. Then there's a fucking sticker on the cover of the front page that's an ad for a local, you know, accountant.
Yeah.
And then you tear that off. Then you finally get to the news. And I'm like, I'm paying $700 a year for somebody's ads.
Preach, brother. Preach. This is what drives me nuts, man.
Yeah.
You're right. It should not be an option. If you are paying that much money, you should be able to get on their site and it should just be nothing but fucking news. They shouldn't put one fucking advertisement on there. It shouldn't pop up in front of your face. They shouldn't try to spam your fucking folder with a bunch of nonsense, sell your information, or do anything else. It should just be one fucking flat fee and bam, done. Dude, YouTube. The only reason I got YouTube fucking red is because I could not stand another fucking commercial. And they beat me into submission where I was willing to pay $10 a month just so I didn't have to fucking see another goddamn commercial. And you know what? It was the best fucking decision of my life.
Isn't YouTube Premium awesome?
It is amazing.
It's fucking great.
It's amazing.
Because they make the free experience so fucking horrible.
Oh, dude. I can't watch anybody else's YouTube. Anytime somebody's like, oh, you got to check out this video, I'm like, just tell me what it's called because I'm looking it up on my shit. I'm not trying to watch it on your piece of shit, non-subscription fucking bullshit where I have to go. It'll play the video for 10 seconds and then all of a sudden there's an ad. And then it'll play for another 35 seconds and then there's a fucking ad. Dude. I hate commercials so bad. Hate them. Anyway.
Oh, that fucking pre-roll. Fucking pre-roll.
Ugh. You're so... We're never doing that to people, man. When we get sponsors or whatever, man, we'll get them all out of the way. Or we'll have an option where we'll have a fucking pay site or something so that we don't have to do that shit. But right now, everything's fucking free, man. Don't give a I mean, you can donate if you want. 67 cents here and there.
Less than the cost of a cup of coffee.
Right.
No, man, that is horrible. I mean, that's like paying $10-$15 a month for Spotify and still getting fucking ads.
Right.
That's my problem with the cable companies.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I get it back in the day when you could put up bunny ears and get a free signal.
Yep.
and you watch ad supported content.
Yep.
But when you shell out $200 a month for a cable package, Third Rock from the Sun better be ad free.
Yeah. Dude, 100%, man. 100%. Or do this. Put all the fucking commercials in the beginning. Put all the commercials in the beginning. Like, do 4 minutes of solid commercials so I can go get a drink, go do whatever I need to do to get ready for the fucking show. And then I come back down and I want... Because I'm not watching your fucking commercials anyway. I can't tell you the last... I mean, sports. I guess with sports, I watch live TV. That's it. Everything else is DVR'd. I set my schedule and I watch shit on my own. And I will fucking fast forward every fucking commercial because I don't need to see it.
Yeah, I'm not watching anybody's commercials.
Yep. So just so you know, you assholes are wasting your goddamn time putting commercials in shows that I'm paying out the ass for.
I will tell you, we cut the cord, we canceled our cable, and we signed up for YouTube TV.
How's that?
It's, well, you know, one, we're YouTube premium subscribers, so that's $10 a month.
Sure.
But YouTube TV is a totally different beast.
Right, it's like 20 or 30 bucks a month, isn't it, or something like that?
$35.
Yeah.
It's a better service. Like, dude, I could never, every single time we signed up for a cable package, and they delivered that remote control that looked like it came from the Starship Enterprise, I don't know what any of those buttons do. And I've never been able to figure that out. There are 400 buttons on one remote control.
Ugh.
Doesn't make any sense. And so Lindsay, for years, has been the TV person, the person who could program the DVR and use the DVR, and she could figure out that remote control. But YouTube, it's just like it's working an app. Anybody can fucking do that. My daughter, she pulled up a show today. Like, she's 4.
Nice.
You know? So, it's the user experience is fucking amazing.
Do you get, like, live TV going? I mean, can you watch sports and shit on there?
Yep. Yeah, so they have live TV. The only thing that frustrates me to the core is they advertised unlimited DVR. Because it's YouTube.
Right.
Right? So it's okay, unlimited DVR. I believe that. However, the commercials that you can fast forward through
Fuckers.
Are only within the first 24 hours of the show. After that, you can still access the show, but it's like an on-demand show, meaning the commercials are forced.
That's okay, though. No, it's not. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
I hate it, man. Why do they do that? And the other thing that absolutely drives me fucking nuts, and I'm sorry that I'm hijacking your story here. And
this probably, grinds my gears.
This really grinds my gears. And probably I'm stealing some of your rage here, but it is for
pile on, brother.
Fucking sure. Okay. Man, I've got a satellite company that I use. I'm not going to mention their fucking names. They're a good company. They've been okay, you know, as far as cable goes, as far as satellite goes, whatever. They're a good company. The only problem I have is it's with any kind of cable other than like internet shit. I'm paying so much money a month and I watch maybe fucking 10 channels. But some of my money is going to all these different channels that I do not watch, have never watched, have skipped by it. I don't even like push my channel changer up, so it's not like I'm landing on the channel to give it extra numbers. I hit the guide button and I skip past everything. I go to like 10. Why the fuck am I paying for all those extra channels?
Yeah. Well, it's like it's the concept of the album versus the single. When you would go and buy the entire record for one fucking song, but they would make you pay $18.98 for the record. There are only two ways to build a business, and that is to bundle or unbundle. So you can either roll shit up or tear shit apart. And that's where you create value, right?
Sure.
So Harvard did a study about the album bundles, you know, and once you lose your ability to bundle, to you're right, sell things that people don't consume or sell things that they're not buying, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to lose money. So if you were to go and pay the cable company for only the channels you watched, they wouldn't have a fucking business. They need to sell you channels you don't watch. But that's changing, right? So now you can go, and I think FX just rolled out their direct-to-consumer streaming service.
Yes.
$5.99 a month. You can get all FX you want, you know, Always Sunny, ..
Right.
It's all going to add up to be the same fucking nonsense for the customer. But now instead of paying one company, you know, a couple hundred bucks, I'll be paying thousands of companies $5.
And I completely understand, like, the business model of it. I completely understand the reasoning behind why they do what they do. But, man, it's everything's going to subscription-based. We're going to lose all that shit because they're not evolving at all. There is going to be no more. There's not going to be any more cable companies here soon. They're going to either have to be internet providers or they're going to have to switch to a subscription-based deal where you just get to pick and choose your individual shows.
Yeah.
Because it's just an old model that's not going to work anymore, man. More and more people are dropping out like motherfucker because they're frustrated with that shit. You know?
Yep. Well, dude, and I know we're... I guess we could roll into it now, but since we're talking about media, I think we have to talk about like Joe Rogan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Podcasts. We have to talk about this, you know?
Sure.
Just the ability to go direct to consumer, no middleman, put up your for sale sign and just make something cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, could you imagine launching a fucking cable company?
Oh, impossible. Jesus. Yeah.
But people are building media empires by just, you know, grabbing a microphone, grabbing a camera, going to YouTube, going to Apple Podcasts, just going to direct to the customer.
Dude, and it's people, like, I stumble across videos every day of somebody I've never heard of before, a video I've never seen before, and it's got 27 million views on that fucking video.
And they're not on ABC behind a laugh track.
Absolutely not. It is incredible. Man, I say it all the time. We live in like one of the coolest time periods that there ever was. Like, there's so many opportunities for so many great things right now. It's also scary and terrifying, but it's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah. Well, and here's where I get, you know, a little conflicted. I get it. I like it. You know, let the cream rise to the top, right?
Absolutely.
But I also don't know what's cream. You know, to your point about the kid with the 27 million views, is that good? Is that bad? How do you find out about that? Is word of mouth the only legitimate channel that makes any sense? There used to be curators, you know, and there used to be that's what ABC was. That's what NBC was. They were curators. They would go and they would pick producers and they would pick writers and they would say, these are the best of the best, and we're only going to show you shit that will keep you from turning the channel. And now if consumption switches from curation to, hey, whatever the fuck you want to watch is available, I don't know what I want to watch. Maybe I need an expert who lives in that world, you know, like helping me out.
But you don't think that, I mean, the algorithms that they're coming with up with are kind of the curators now. Like, they see what you like, you give it 5 stars, they find you like, you know, something similar, and they send it and say, hey, you might like this, you know?
Yeah, but that's confirmation bias, right? Like, that's only showing people things they like.
Sure.
And we've had this conversation before.
Absolutely, 100%. But isn't that all that the normal media was doing? The television shows, they would send out the Nielsen ratings, and you would like a show, and a bunch of people would like that show or whatever, or the people that got the Nielsen box or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they would send it out to 1,000 people, and those 1,000 people would like a show, and then that was the style of show that they started making. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise there wouldn't be like 15 NCIS bullshits. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, no, that's a good point. That's a good point. It's just missing that human touch.
CSI, you know? Las Vegas. CSI Nevada. CSI Los Angeles. We get it. I love the fact that I can just search something. I'll spend hours and hours and hours watching, you know, 30 seconds worth of something to see if I like it. You know what I mean? Like, I will spend so much of my time looking for something cool. I kind of like it. Every once in a while, you stumble across the fucking gym, dude. And I get obsessed, and I'll watch every video or listen to every podcast they have. Oh, I'm obsessed with it.
Yeah, I think that's ultimately, I think that's good. I think this is ultimately good.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, bundle or unbundle, right? So you're going to have people bastardize it. You're already seeing it in some of the podcasting world and some of the YouTube world, you know, with the rise of some of those networks.
Sure.
Like, you know, the YouTube networks, they'll go up and they'll roll up. They'll take all of these independent producers and they'll roll them up into one channel, and then they'll sell ads against it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what these podcast networks are.
Yeah.
They roll up independent producers and sell ads against it. So the old media just becomes the new media, which becomes the old media.
Ugh, so true. So true.
I think you just got to stay indie.
I think so, man. I think that's the ultimate goal for us, right? It's like, we just keep doing our thing and not having anybody tell us what to do.
Yeah.
I like it. And the other thing that's terrifying about all of these platforms and different, you know, the new media, like you called it, man. You got the Googles, the Twitters, the social media, all that bullshit. How do you feel about them, like, completely getting rid of Alex Jones?
Yeah, no, he's as of today or yesterday, right? Banned for life.
Yeah, from
right from Twitter,
from everything,
or from everything.
I think Twitter was the last stand. I'm very disappointed, man. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't like Alex Jones. I think he's a wackadoo, you know? But Jesus, man. They all were oof.
Where the fuck does it end?
Right.
No, I'm deeply conflicted because, you know, one part of me is, okay, fuck, take it direct to fan, right? He has all, I mean, I'm sure he has his website. I'm sure he has his email list. Just keep going direct to the public. But at a certain point, these channels, you know, while they are private companies, and I, you know, do agree that they should be able to run their businesses the way they want to.
Absolutely.
They're kind of a utility.
I know.
You know, it's not like a local dentist. And also, you can't do whatever the fuck you want either.
Right. And that's a very good point.
If you're a local dentist, you can't just do whatever the fuck you want. So I don't know. I have a problem with anybody restricting anybody's right to say something.
Right. And as far as you're right, man, they're a utility. And I you think about it like this, man. You spend years and years and years building your brand on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, Google, whatever. You're building your brand on all those sites. So basically you're entering into a partnership with them, right? Like they're letting you use their site and making money off of you using their site. And you're making money off of you using their site, you know? And then one day they don't like what you say and they just drop you. You're gone. Those years and years and years that you've spent promoting all your stuff on their site, just gone. The millions of fans that you had, the profile, the hits, the monetization, just, dude, it's all fucking gone.
Yeah. Well, no, and I want to go back to a word you used, partnership.
Right.
Let this be a reminder to everybody that it is not a fucking partnership.
Right.
It is not an owned channel by any means.
Oh.
You know, so when it goes back to the days of early Facebook, when Facebook let you roll up your audience and talk to them, and then suddenly they said, hey, maybe you shouldn't talk to everybody. And then they said, well, maybe if you want to talk to everybody, you can pay us money to do so. When a lot of brands and a lot of artists and a lot of podcasts, you know, spent a lot of time, energy, and money building that audience, and then suddenly Facebook, over a period of a handful of years, they've you know, the organic reach is now a shadow of what it once was. And if you want anybody to see your message, you have to pay for it. And if you have a page on Facebook, you're constantly getting advertised from Facebook to buy ads.
Right. I quit the Facebook thing so long ago, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's not a partnership by any means. It is. But
for lack of a better term, I mean that's kind of what you're entering into. I mean, you're not a partner, but
right.
You know, you're helping each other out in a way, and they can just drop you like a bad fucking habit if you do one thing that they don't like.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just the beginning, dude. He won't be the last one.
No.
There's more coming, because most people aren't going to stand up for a guy like Alex Jones because he's controversial and he says a lot of crazy fucking shit, and people are like, oh, he's a right-wing lunatic or whatever, so who cares? I'm never going to get kicked off of here. But, dude, eventually they come for everybody. They're going to look back 10 years and see some stupid post you made when you were a fucking 18-year-old moron, and they're going to kick your ass out of there, too.
Yeah. No, that's why I'm an advocate of just having one tweet. You know, delete fucking everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But just because you delete it doesn't mean it's not there.
No, that's true.
Somewhere somebody's got that shit on lockdown.
It's really unfortunate. I mean, we do know there are limits to free speech. I mean, you can't just like how you can't run your business. You know, there are limits to things. You can't do whatever the fuck you want. And there are limits to free speech. You can't say whatever the fuck you want.
But you should be able to. I mean, the only limit on free speech should be like screaming fire in a fucking crowded theater that puts people in danger. But
that's my point. There are limits to free speech. Anything that puts people in harm.
But even that's being like, what's putting people in harm? Hate speech? Just because I say something mean, like, people are interpreting that really weirdly now. It's not like, you know, you can't walk in somewhere and scream, I'm going to fucking kill you. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that would be a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem, right? But what I'm saying is you can totally be like a fucking whack job like Alex Jones, right? Like, did he really put anybody in danger? Other than just being a moron?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I believe Twitter said that he violated abuse guidelines, which sounds like a bullying thing. I don't fucking know. I mean, no, we agree here. There are limits. You can't scream fire in a movie theater, and I fully support that. But I fully support the right to be a fucking whack job and just, you know, say crazy shit.
Yeah, man. I mean, the reason we have a First Amendment is for shit that you don't like. You know, why would you protect speech that everybody likes? It doesn't need protecting. We have it because we need to protect the speech that nobody wants to fucking hear, but people have the right to say.
Yeah.
You know,
well, and this is what's very, very challenging about this particular moment, right? Because a long time ago, it kind of didn't matter. You know, somebody like Alex Jones could either stay in his town and build a following and speak to people in his town, or go from town to town and give speeches, or buy ads. I mean, like, there was a limit, right? And if one town kicked him out, he could go to the next town. There's only one fucking Twitter town, and that's for the entire world, you know? So in that way, it does become a utility. It becomes your voice. It becomes your digital representation into the entire world. And they deleted that. Yeah. They deleted him,
dude, from just the world. Fucking dropped him off the face of the world.
Which is weird.
So weird, it's man.
Weird that a company, you know, can have that that kind of power.
And to know that, like, Hamas or you know, some terrorist organizations have Twitter accounts. You know what I mean? Like, there are some terrible fucking people that still have Twitter accounts. But yeah, Alex,
like amateur comedians.
But Alex Jones. But Alex Jones doesn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, why isn't Twitter going through and cleaning up every single horrible bad joke?
Ugh. Man, it just is so weird to me that they can just pick and choose that they don't like somebody, so that person's just gone now. They have no access to anything. They're just, I don't know, man. It really bums me out.
Yeah. He should sign up as not Alex Jones or Jalex Owns.
I think they've put the kibosh on the whole thing. Like, they will send people to his house, I think, and have him taken care of if he tries to sign in under Jalex Aeons or something. Lexi Jonas. It's just so weird, man.
It is weird, but this also falls under, now again, I don't know anything about the Alex Jones case. I mean, I'm not referencing the Alex Jones case right now. But what if, you know, I guess this goes back to the fraudulent you know, accounts during the election. At a certain level, right? Like, that kind of power and scale becomes a problem. Yeah, you should be able to say whatever you want, but you also shouldn't be able to make shit up and show it to millions of people and try to convince them that that's true.
But I think we all need to take some responsibility in that. I don't believe that that's something that needs to be... Like, I don't believe that companies should be like, oh, that's fake news, so we're not going to send that out. Oh, that's fake news, so we're not going to send that out. I think it's on us, and we need to take some, you know, we need to own that shit and realize there's a lot of false information out there on the internet. That's part of freedom, is that you're going to get false information. So quit just reading headlines and fucking do a little digging into a story or read multiple sources. You know, it's not that hard to fucking figure out what's going on in the world. You just have to pay a little bit of attention. But when you're just reading fucking headlines all the time and not doing any digging, it's easy to get that fake news bullshit out there.
And dude, I completely fucking agree in terms of, yeah, take ownership, right? But I know a lot of dumb motherfuckers that will believe just anything they see. And that's a little, that's unfair. I don't want to live in a world surrounded by dumb motherfuckers who believe everything they see. And then suddenly I'm living in a world where that wrong thing is true because 1,000 people believe it. That's unfortunate because these networks yield unprecedented power over the masses.
Exactly, which is why I don't want them to control the information that we're going to see or not. Because once they start, they're not going to fucking stop. They shouldn't be able to tell us what we can and can't see. Does that make sense? I mean, I just don't think they should have the power to be able to regulate what it is that we're seeing and what information it is that we're getting because they don't feel like it's real news or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we all, I mean, we agree as a people that there are limits to free speech.
I don't. I mean, I think there's like one limit to free speech.
Okay. Well, I mean, what about libel and slander? I mean, I know that that's not a criminal thing, but I mean, what if your face went out on Facebook and it said child molester on it and people ran with it?
Yeah, that's fucking terrible, man. Yeah, do not do that, anybody. Please do not do that shit.
Would you want Facebook then stepping in saying, oh, this is inaccurate. This is not true.
But how would they know? I mean, well, that's the thing.
They're employing fact checkers.
I mean, that's kind of the risk that we all take. But the reality is, if they're employing fact checkers, if they find out it's true, I'm going to prison. Like, I got bigger problems on my hands, right? Like, it's not up to them to fucking... This is...
Well, no, I'm not saying somebody accused you of it. I'm saying somebody is saying, no, this is real news. They're reporting you as going to jail.
For doing some... bad stuff.
I don't know. I mean, just insert anything that's not true.
Well, but I mean, that's the deal. I mean, it doesn't take very long. It takes one quick Google search to see that it's not true. That, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't think that you live in a free society, okay? Where we live in a supposedly free society. One of the consequences to a free society is not everything's safe. You know, it's not you can't make everything safe. It's not a utopia. Bad shit's going to happen sometimes. But I think way more good comes out of freedom than bad shit. And I think I always lean more towards freedom. Freedom of speech, all of it. And I just don't like the idea of them being able to stop. I mean, how would they know? What if it's something that they just don't like? You know.
And well, there's a difference between fact and opinion.
Right, but nobody writes articles or stories about fact anymore. It's all opinion. And what if I have a different opinion than the person that's working at Google or at Twitter, and they decide they don't like my opinion?
I think that's where we can get very specific, because there are facts that can be fact-checked. And not just by these companies. No, not just by these companies. They're employing third-party fact checkers. But no, you're right. Like, so say that report goes back to Google. Okay, they don't have to use it, or they. I mean, it's still under their world. You know, it's still in their domain. So I totally fucking get it. I think where we hit a wall a little bit is. I feel that you're taking a very radical approach to freedom of speech, and dude, I think opinion 1,000,000%. Anybody can say whatever. That's why you can end statements in a question mark, or you can say I think this. but under, I don't know, man. I don't want to live in a world where anybody with a bigger microphone than me, because they have more money, bigger access, they're more credible, like whatever the fuck it is, can just go out there and say whatever they want about me. If it's an opinion, they can say whatever the fuck they want. But if they come out and they say, Jesse was arrested in 1989 for this, no. That's when attorneys should get involved. And that's when that should be deleted from the world, because it's not a fact.
Okay, so do you kind of agree with the Alex Jones being kicked off then? Because isn't that kind of what he did? Was he said that the Sandy Hook thing, allegedly said that the Sandy Hook thing was staged and it was just actors, and that the, what was his other big one? I don't remember any of his other stuff. Turning the friggin' frogs gay. Have you ever seen that one?
No.
Okay, dude. We've got to look this video up. It is so funny. Let me see if I can find it real quick. It is the funniest thing ever, man. But anyway, so do you agree that he should have been kicked off then?
Well, I think we need to know their reasons. Right? Like I think
that's those were the reasons. They said that he was spreading fake news.
Well, no, if he's reporting it as fact and it is fake.
But that was his whole show. He's a conspiracy theorist, dude.
They should let him have an opinion account.
I mean, but watch CNN.
I don't like them putting pills in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Serious crap. I'm in control now.
Ridiculous. Yeah, maybe he shouldn't have a Twitter account.
Scum. Filth. It's over for the globalist. Excuse me. Yo, I got guns. I'll hurt you. I'll take you down. I'm a dangerous thug.
We want to call Hillary Clinton a lying, demonic, corporate witch.
We can do it. You got that, Hillary? Send me your crap.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, of course I can hear you. I just wait till you.
Yeah, so first off,
super male. My weight loss accelerated. Mass increased.
Oh, dude.
I'm angry.
Okay, so
no, I don't know, man. If it's his opinion, he should be able to say whatever the fuck he wants.
Right.
I think the difference is start the sentence with "I think" or "I personally believe."
And maybe he did. I don't know. And maybe he did. But they're still saying that that's why it was, is because he was saying things as fact. He says it's hyperbole. He says that no, he does an entertainment show. He had to admit that in divorce court with his wife, and I'm sure that kind of hurt his reputation or whatever. But anyway, that video is called "Gay Frogs, Todd Dracula's Alex Jones Vines." It is hilarious, and everybody needs to watch it, and we need to tweet that out. So funny, man. So funny. They're putting chemicals in the water that are turning the freaking frogs gay. Oh, stupid.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But also, there is a place. I mean, it goes back to my concern about people libel or slander, right? Like, there's a place to protect me from that, and that's civil. The civil courts.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's the thing. We've got court for all that.
There are systems in place.
I don't need Twitter to be the judge when we actually have judges to be judges, you know?
Yeah. But, dude, I mean, you said it right. I mean, or you said it first as well. Shouldn't Twitter, as a private company, be allowed to do and say whatever the fuck they want, even if it pisses Alex Jones off?
That's just it, man. They should. I just think that they're, Yes. As a person, I believe in the free market system, and I believe that in capitalism, and I think that they should be able to do whatever it is that they want as a privately owned company. The only scary part is they... Like you said, man, they're almost a utility because you've built your business, you've built your foundation, you've built such a huge part of what it is that you do on your social media accounts. So I don't know, man. It's scary. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's very scary. Because they do yield unprecedented power.
Like we've never seen before.
But dude, Google does it all the time, too.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like, Google does it. Every social media thing does it. Like, I don't think that he's got an internet presence now. I mean, maybe his own whatever, but that's a small percentage of what he had going on. You know he lost millions and millions of Facebook followers, millions and millions of Twitter followers, millions and millions of, you know, whatever, Google, whatever.
Yeah.
I just, man, it's... It's scary.
Yeah, Jones was banned from a litany of services over the past month, including Spotify, YouTube, Vimeo, LinkedIn, and Facebook. Efforts to hold Jones accountable to the community guidelines of sites he leveraged have resulted in a nearly 50% loss of viewership to InfoWars.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever, dude. I don't give a shit about him personally, you know. I think it's a terrible precedence to be setting because, you know, they're not just gonna come for him. Eventually they're gonna come for everybody.
Yeah, you know, and but look, if we give a shit as people, then just don't use Twitter.
That's true.
Like if they start, you know, I go to Twitter because I want access to direct comments from people I want to follow. And if Twitter starts saying, nah, we don't like that anymore, you're only going to get the Christian Twitter or the whatever, just insert little group, the Canadian Twitter,
right,
like little, whatever it is, whatever they want to filter.
Yeah.
Well, then that's not for me. I'll go somewhere else.
Right.
And they're in the business of selling ads.
I agree, man. That's what I mean by the free market system. If we don't like it, we need to get the fuck off there, you know?
So. But don't, like, people should follow us.
Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us at onourhighhorse.com.
Just a couple of fucking hypocrites over here.
Yeah, no shit, right? Yeah, man. It's just been weird. And the other part, okay, so we've talked about the terrible part of like the worst part about the internet right now is the, you know, the censorship that's going on. Now let's talk about like one of the best parts about it. You have people like Joe Rogan's podcast. Who is basically the biggest new media person there is, right? Like, is there anybody that's bigger than him?
I don't think so.
Dude, his show is unbelievable. It's huge, dude.
And is he still indie? Like fairly indie. I'm sure he belongs to a network or something, but
I think it's I think it's his network. Like I think it's just Joe Rogan, man.
That's fucking amazing. The guy from Fear Factor.
Right. Stand-up comedian that was on what was the name of that show? Talk Radio or whatever?
I don't remember.
It had the Kids in the Hall guy. News Radio.
Oh, News Radio. Yeah.
News Radio. Yeah, Joe Rogan started out on there. That's crazy shit, man. I love that show, by the way. But yeah, man, he just had Elon Musk on.
Elon Musk was episode number 1169.
Right, he started early, man. He was early days of this shit.
Yep.
And if you go back and listen to episode one, he was just as bad as we are. So we only got a couple thousand episodes to go before we're going to get good.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Oh, man. Did you get to check out the Elon Musk one?
I am about 2/3 of the way done. Because it, I mean, today is, you know, for the listeners, today is September. Well, we tape very late. So it's September 8th, but it's the morning of September 9th. But this Elon Musk interview went up. It streamed live on September 6th. So it's been 2 full days, I would say. And he's at almost 7 million views. As an independent content guy.
Yeah, man. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That's amazing. So yeah, I'm like 2/3 of the way through. It's, dude, I fucking love it. I don't listen to Joe Rogan all the time. I wish I did. Yeah. But this one I saw go up and I'm like, I gotta check that out.
Yeah. No, he's one of the regular podcasts I listen to. I've got a whole group of I work outside a lot and I just put my headphones in and listen to podcasts basically 10 hours a day, maybe longer. So I got a lot of podcasts I listen to, but he's one of them I listen to regularly. I don't listen to every single episode. I try to but I listen to a lot of them. It was very interesting, man. It was a very interesting podcast. It got a little weird there at the end, so I'm not going to ruin it for you because you're not quite there yet.
Oh, yeah, I'm not done yet.
Yeah, but no, man, he's a very interesting guy. You know I love Elon Musk.
He's your boy.
Dude, I love that guy. He's absolute genius. I feel like he does things... Like, if I was an eccentric billionaire, I would be doing the things that Elon... Like, he just decides, hey, I'm going to make a fucking flamethrower today. So he makes a flamethrower. You know what I mean? Like, just awesome shit like that. So cool. Oh, I don't like LA traffic. I think I'm going to talk to him about digging tunnels under the ground, and we're going to shoot people in a bank tube.
It's just a pit.
Yeah.
It's just a pit.
Dude.
Yeah, just a pit. Just a hole in the ground.
Yeah, just a hole in the ground.
Dude, you and I have dug holes in the ground before.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's like very old nudie magazines.
Exactly.
Fucking stained with adolescent rage.
But man, it was very interesting. I highly recommend people check it out. Or just listen next time. We'll talk about it. Jesse can finish the thing and then we'll have a conversation about it. Maybe we can bring it up again. So you don't have to listen to his podcast. You can listen to ours. And then, no, I'm just kidding.
Well, first of all, do you listen to the podcast or do you watch the YouTube?
I listen video? To it.
I'm watching the YouTube video. Uh-huh. So I'm getting to see Elon. And his facial expressions and his demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. It's very, I would strongly recommend checking out the video.
Really?
Because his demeanor is very interesting. The way he answers questions, the way he kind of moves in the chair and the way he, you know, looks it. There are a couple of awkward moments between the two of them where you can see Joe kind of like, like they're speaking to different species almost.
Right.
You know, it's almost like Joe is speaking to an alien.
Yes.
And an alien is meeting a monkey.
Yes. And,
or an ape. And they referenced that on the show.
Yeah, I think they did talk about that. And it's true. But I think that's all we are to Elon Musk is lower primates. You know what I mean? Like, I think he just walks around going, oh my God, I am surrounded by retards. We are definitely a lesser life form.
But my takeaway from watching the video is that we need to step up our fucking gear. and we need a studio.
Fuck yes, man. Fuck yes.
He has a sweet setup.
Dude, he's got, well, Jesus, he's got 7 million views in like one day. Yeah. We definitely need to step up our shit. No, dude, but he genuinely seems like a good dude. You know what I mean? Like, I really think that he's a very thoughtful.
Joe?
Yeah. He's a very thoughtful guy. He puts a lot of thought into what he's saying. And I think, of course, sometimes I don't always agree with him. I don't always, you know, but I think he's a very well thought out individual. And I think he truly is probably one of the most open-minded people there is, because he talks to a lot of different people, and he will, whether he agrees with you or not, he will let you go. He'll let you talk and say what you need to say. You know, and I think that's a very rare thing in this day and age. And I really enjoy his show a lot. I mean, of course, so does everybody else, you know, so I'm not spreading any brand new news here, but yeah. So I'll have to check out the video, man, because it's different when you listen to the audio, because I'm not seeing his facial expressions. I'm not seeing that. I'm just hearing long pauses where I'm thinking he's gathering what he's going to say, or he's trying to dumb it down right now or something. You know what I mean?
I would encourage you to watch the video.
I will.
It's not that way at all.
Yeah.
It's a little awkward. It's kind of painful.
Really?
Sometimes.
Yeah. I'll have to check out the video, man. We'll have to have a discussion about this after I check out the video.
Yeah. It's fucking cool. He has this shirt that I want, and I don't even know why I want it, but it says Occupy Mars.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Dude, the guy is building he built his own space shuttle. He's got a space company.
No, he's fucking amazing.
Yeah, man. Did you know his mom's a model?
Really?
Dude, she's like on a Revlon commercial.
Aw.
Yeah.
I mean, nice.
She's a beautiful old lady. It's kind of weird.
I mean, he's not a bad looking guy.
No, he's not. He's not a bad looking guy. But
I'll tell you what he did do. He sold me on a Tesla.
Yes. Yeah, dude. How awesome would that be to have a Tesla?
I had no clue. I had no clue. And he wasn't like making a pitch, but he was speaking about them from like an engineer's perspective. And when he sold me on it was the comment that that it processes 1,000 times faster than a moment, right? So when the car drives over a patch of ice, in a second, it's already done 1,000 different computations. Where it knows exactly what's going on. So the second it drives over a patch of ice, it knows where it's been, where it's at now, and what it needs to do in the future. Ah, she's a nice looking lady.
Yeah. Silver fox is what she is.
Yeah. Wonder what kind of mattress she uses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, she's
I gotta take you guys with me. I have to, dude, I'm on sparkling water number 3 here.
I've heard 2 yeahs tonight.
Oh yeah, so well
I knew you were gonna be peeing soon.
Yeah. Well, I got my I have my mom staying with us for the weekend.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, she's down here. So I have to sneak past her bedroom while doing a show here. Oh,
take the camera with you.
Oh yeah, don't you worry, you're coming with me. You're coming with me every time.
Should I not just start screaming out, hey, wake up, hey, get up?
Oh, but yeah, he sold me on that Tesla.
Yeah, man. Have you ever watched any of those videos of people driving those Teslas?
No. Oh, I'm going to sneak through here. Oh, I think the door is shut. Oh, it's cracked open. All right.
Wake up! Tiptoe through the tulips.
There we go. Hey. Oh, Jesus. I don't know what I stepped in.
Was it wet?
No.
So it was.
I was just kidding. It's for the show. All right, here.
Do not pull your dick out right now because I could see it.
Wait. Oh yeah, you're cock high here.
Yeah, I'm like,
let me turn you around.
That's so better.
No, man, I've never seen any of those videos.
It is.
But he kept referencing them. He was like, "No, people upload videos of the Teslas doing cool shit."
It's unbelievable, man. They go to ludicrous speed. It's my favorite thing. He puts these little jokes out. I love it. But yeah, man, apparently, Tesla's stock dropped a shitload after being on Joe Rogan. I don't know if that's true or not, but I think it dropped a little bit, didn't it?
I think it did, but I wasn't sure if it was related to his appearance or if it was just related to something else.
I think people are making it out to be, but I think he also had like a chief financial advisor or something like that quit a couple days before
That's
he
right.
went on Joe Rogan's podcast. But is that because he went on Joe Rogan's podcast? I don't know.
That they quit?
Yeah. I don't know, man. Are you shitting, dude?
Maybe just a little bit.
Oh, God. Oh. This is not good.
Well, it wasn't planned.
You just relaxed. You got all relaxed.
Yeah, I got something going on. It's like the third time. I think it was something I ate.
Ugh.
It's kind of mushy.
Oh, stop it.
It wasn't planned.
I know. So, okay. So anyway, yeah, I'll watch the video and then you finish the rest of the interview and then we'll talk about it. We'll discuss next time.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man. Because you got to see the video and then I really want to finish it. I've been, it's like 2.5 hours long.
Yeah. His shows are really long, dude. It's cool. I like when he interviews people that way because you get to find out a lot about him. They're not there on the show for like 10 minutes and then moving on or whatever. They're there.
Oh, you had to plug a book and get out.
Right, right.
Oh, yeah. No, I enjoy it. It's just, it's one thing to listen to a podcast for 2.5 hours, but it's another to watch a video for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's like watching Titanic.
So yeah, man, we had a couple, celebrity deaths as well this week. Dude, Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'm gonna put you down.
The Bandit.
I just wiped.
Oh, it's so gross to hear, man. Ugh. I hope your finger pokes through.
Don't worry, it did.
Oh.
I want one of those smart Japanese toilets that analyzes everything.
Analyzes?
Like, you need more beta carotene.
Oh. I just want one that shoots water on my butthole.
Well, I have to wash my hands. Yeah, that would be it. What's that called? A bidet?
A bidet, yeah. Yeah, man. So anyway, yeah, we lost Burt Reynolds. Died at 82.
Did he still have that mustache?
Hell yeah, he did.
Nice.
I think he actually was rocking a beard at the time, but man, I was a big Burt Reynolds fan.
I don't know much about the guy.
He was a man's man, you know? I think he played college football back in the day. He was a very funny dude.
Tiptoe.
Oh, sorry. We got to be quiet, everybody.
And there we go, back in the studio.
Nice. Back in
the That wasn't too bad for everybody, was it?
Nah, it wasn't awful.
You got to stop shitting on the show. See, if we had advertisers, that's what they'd be saying.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude.
We're going to pull the plug.
They'd be flipping out on you.
He did what? He did what? It was mushy.
So one time, Burt Reynolds got in a fight with, what's his name? Mark Summers from the Nickelodeon host.
Mark Summers from Nickelodeon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got in a fight on
Guts
on the Tonight Show.
Like over what? They're in two different worlds, right?
They were both sitting on the couch with Jay Leno, man. You got to watch the video. It's hilarious.
Hold on. This seems like a podcast noise. Is it short?
Yeah, I think it's pretty short, man. We need to tweet it out.
Dude, it was like the first thing that came up.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, my next guest, host four shows.
Anonymous.
Show. What would you do on Nickelodeon? Here's a quick look at what he does for a living. Take a look here.
Come on, 1, 2, 3.
And generally, people from the audience get selected and end up there if they do something incorrect, but that day it got turned around on me and I got it.
When did they get into a fight?
They're pretty quick.
No, it's very strange because I am really I'm Felix Unger. I'm a neatness fanatic.
Right,
so
right.
It's just kind of weird that I've been, for the last 9 years, right doing here. That kind of TV. And we've done some weird things on the show. We once filled a container with 4,000 pounds of baked beans and made kids dive into it, which was really great.
Gee, I wish I'd seen that.
You would. The kids. I mean, you force the child, you hold the child's head under the baked beans and then throw them out. And then we have,
he looks cranky, Burt Reynolds.
Oh, he gets pissed. Like, man.
He looks fed up with Mark.
Yeah, he gets pissed.
Who told you were a neatness freak? I just say that because your back is to me, and I was just talking to a back.
No, I can talk to you too, Bert.
Thank you.
Watch out, he's got scissors.
He's got scissors.
No, I was just wondering who told you that, because...
My wife tells me that often.
She says, good morning,
I'm still married, as a matter of fact.
Yes, well, you...
Oh! And Mark Summers just touched... Whoa! Threw water in his face.
Yeah.
So for the listeners, we got to share this, but did Mark offer him a cup of water?
I don't know what happened, man. He didn't like him. So he dumped water on his lap.
Yeah, well, he hit it out of his hand.
Well, he dumped water on him first, and then Mark went to dump water on him, and he hit it out of his hand.
Wow.
So Mark Summer says... Yeah, I'm still married or whatever, or I'm not divorced. And Burt Reynolds dumps his water on his lap. And then Mark Summers goes to dump his water on Burt Reynolds, and Burt hits it out of his hand. It's hilarious. Yeah, anyway, he's a man's man. I don't know.
Dude, he wasn't taking anybody's shit in that segment.
Why would he?
Yeah,
with a mustache we'll like that, you don't take shit from people. Yeah, man, it's a bummer. He lived a long, good life. He was a college athlete. He played college football. Yeah. Movie star.
How old was he and why did he pass?
82 and he had a heart attack, man. It's the old ticker went out on him. Yep, Burt Reynolds gone at 82.
All right, just tweeted that out at Too Dumb for This.
Yes.
I hope we don't get deleted. yeah, and who else? The girls liked that mustache, didn't they?
Oh, they love it. But it takes a special kind of man to grow a mustache like that. Like, not everybody can pull off a mustache like that. Like him, Tom Selleck.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think of some other... Sam Elliott. That's about it, man. I don't think...
Dude, once in a while, I will, when I shave, I'll just leave like the mustache.
Yeah.
For a second.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll show my wife, gets her all creeped out.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because I am not a man who can grow a good mustache.
I've got,
looks fucking awful.
I've got a pretty nice mustache. And at one point I could, I was like doing the old handlebar mustache thing. When I had shave my beard off, so I kept my mustache for a couple days.
Did you get the wax?
Oh yeah. I had the wax. I had it all twisted up there on the sides. Pretty sure people thought I was a toucher of children. I looked like a creep, dude.
Either that or like an evil villain.
Yeah, yeah. I actually like the 1930s strongman in the onesie holding up the weight. Oh, just what a fat turd I am.
You have a good beard, though.
Yeah, I like my beard, man. It's fluffy. It's the only hair I can grow, man. My head's bald. I'm balding. Like, you've got a nice, full, beautiful head of hair. So you keep your facial hair trim, nice and trim, you know?
I mean, only because I can't grow any facial hair.
No.
It's all fucking patchy. And I have an anxiety problem. I pull it out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I see you picking at your face every once in a while.
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing, is pulling out hair?
Nervous tick, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Bing. Yeah, you should quit doing that, man. It can't be good for you.
I don't think it is. But, you know, anxiety has a weird way of just rearing its head.
That's true. When I get nervous, I just beat off.
Aggressively.
Aggressive, just real, real violently. Oh,
yeah. I wanted a different mattress.
Oh, man. Yeah. So, yeah, the Burt Reynolds thing, that sucks. Mac Miller, the other end of the spectrum, man, you know? Young guy, 26 years old.
26, wow.
Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's right around there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know much about Mac Miller. I know he was had a nice rap career, and he used to date Ariana Grande. That's basically all I know about the guy.
Yeah, he was all up in your girl.
Apparently that's not hard to do. Just kidding. I don't know anything.
She shared, hold on, just so I am an announcer of facts. This is not my opinion. This is a factual data point.
In my opinion, she is a straight up smoke show. Ooh wee.
Ariana Grande. Here we go. She shared a picture of Mac Miller 10 hours ago. And it's a picture. I see little feet And then I see him looking up from the ground. So I'm assuming it's a picture she took of him. You know, looking down at his face. I mean, you can check it out at Ariana Grande on Instagram. But in 10 hours, it has over 7 million likes.
Yeah. That's rough, man.
And then I kind of got lost in Ariana Grande Instagram world. Here's a video of her throwing, looks like a weave or a pile of hair into a hotel room. And the comment is, by London, B-Y-E-L-O-N-D-O-N, London isn't capitalized. And it has over 16 million views. 140,000 comments.
Jesus, man.
Right?
Jesus. Can you imagine living with that level of fame? Can't do anything.
Tell me about it.
God, dude.
So, I don't know much about Mac Miller's recent records or his recent achievements. I listened to a lot of Mac Miller in 2011. He had a record called Blue Slide Park. And, dude, Party on Fifth Avenue, PA Nights, Up All Night. That's a good fucking song. It's about partying. That's a good fucking record, but I don't know anything else. I mean, since then he did one in 2012, Macadelic, watching movies with the sound off in 2013, Live from Space, Go Odd Am. I mean, he put out like six more projects or so.
Wow.
Since I listened to him. So I don't know if he got better, got worse, but, yeah, he struggled with, what is it? Drugs and alcohol, I believe.
Yeah, man. I think
that's what's being reported.
Yeah, apparently that's what did it. He just had a real, real bad drug and alcohol problem.
Have they announced yet what it was?
I think it was an overdose. I think it was an overdose.
It was.
I think so. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that that's what it was an overdose, or at least allegedly that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's my new thing. I just say allegedly to everything.
Dead at 26. Died Friday at his home in LA. Oh, yeah. Allegedly everything, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to end everything with a question mark?
Exactly. Allegedly, Ariana Grande is a size queen. Allegedly. I think old Pete Davidson's packing.
It is my personal opinion that, yeah, I don't know. Can you even do that? Probably.
I don't know. Who knows what you can do anymore? Anyway, rest in peace, Burt Reynolds. Rest in peace, Mac Miller. It sucks, man. What were you looking up? Sorry.
Just the, Dead at 26, Rolling Stone. Prolific rapper who underwent artistic reinvention dies from apparent drug overdose. I was trying to figure out what kind of drugs. So I know what to stay away from.
Yeah, man.
Oh, autopsy is pending and the cause of death has not been determined.
Fuck. So isn't that like the third rapper this year, like of the new rappers to die?
Yeah, Extension.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And then
Mac Miller.
And then he had a drug name too. Little Xan.
Oh, I don't know anything about Little Xan.
Yeah. I think Xanax.
Like, oh, is that why they called him that?
Yeah. I think so. I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm not up on the new hip hop stuff. I don't get the mumble. I don't get the. I don't understand, man. I'm too old.
Mumblecore.
Yeah. It's Lil Xan.
You know what would be ballsy? If somebody just said, "I'm Lil Xan," and just dropped the whole Lil. Man, everybody does Lil.
Had tattoos on his face, too. Everybody's getting tattoos on their face, man.
How about Tiny? Tiny Xan.
Damn.
Everybody goes with the Lil. They should just call me Tiny J.
Yeah. Man.
Not Lil J, Tiny J.
That's crazy, dude. He was born in 96. 96.
Mac Miller?
No. Lil Xan.
Oh, Tiny Z?
Yeah. 22 years old.
Hold me closer, Lil Xan. What did he was 22?
22 when he died, man.
Jesus. Oh, no. Guess my daughter got sick.
Oh, no. She okay? I mean, it's...
I don't know.
Podcast is almost... We're almost out of time anyway. We're at 156.
Yeah? Well, we talked about deaths. Is there something funny we can kind of wrap up with?
Yeah.
I guess I should go... I should go be with her.
Go. Yeah, man. Let's just end this shit. I hope she gets to feeling better, man.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know what's going on. It started out as a cold today, but she took a kind of nosedive tonight. She went to bed early, and I guess she just got sick. So
okay, all right, man. Well, you go take care of that shit. We'll end this thing. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're too dumb for this. Follow us on all of the socials and check out all of our bullshit. Thanks, everybody.
See you later.
Bye.